He leans back and pats his lap.
Come take a seat.
I glance toward the cockpit door before rising and sitting on his lap. His hard, muscular thighs press against my ass while I wrap an arm around his neck. I rest my head on his chest, feeling his strength all around me.
That's right. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be protected and owned by a real man.
Yes, I need this.
Paging all flight attendants to the cockpit,
Sean says into the intercom. There's a flurry of activity outside before the door opens and the flight attendants funnel in. They close it behind them and stand at attention, completely unfazed by the sight of me on the captain's lap.
You called? Strip him down. Prepare him.
What? I sit up.
It's time to make you an official member of the crew. You want that, don't you?
Troy steps forward and grabs me by the hair, ripping me to my feet. Yes. Please teach me how to be a good flight attendant. They all just laugh and move in, placing their huge hands on my clothes. They make quick work of the buttons, removing my shirt and jacket, then dropping my skirt. My penis flops out. Still erect, it bounces and sways with enthusiasm. But something weird is happening. Patrick unties the purple scarf from my neck and turns me around. Holding my wrists behind my back, he begins tying them together. What are you doing? My voice trembles while the cool air of the cockpit kisses my skin.
This is part of your job training. There's a reason this scarf is part of the uniform.
Oh, I see. I look down at the ground. Thank you for teaching me. I'm lucky to have instructors like you guys. I've already learned so much. Maddox scoffs before removing his tie. He crouches low near my ankles and binds them together. Once my legs and arms are secured, he hoists me up and throws me onto my leather seat. Leaning over the armrest, my ass dangles in the air while my face presses against the cushion. It's a deeply uncomfortable position, and I can feel my ass cheeks spreading apart, revealing my dirty, wrinkled boy pussy. The icy cabin air stings the sensitive flesh, sending a chill down my spine. I don't understand. My voice is barely audible over the jet engines.
Jeff, if you want to reach your full potential, you need to give yourself to your men. You need to fully surrender and show trust in our judgment. Taking our cocks is the best way to do that.
Patrick steps forward and squeezes my ass cheeks.
There's only one reason that we'd ever want to work with a queer. Your value as an employee is tied to your holes.
My boy pussy.
That's right. See, there's something curious about the queer body. The more it gets bred, the more sensitive the pussy becomes. Over time, the rim can even start to swell up, creating your own pair of pussy lips.
Really?
Yeah. Real men will be able to take one look at your asshole and identify you as a queer. It becomes impossible to hide.
Please, I want that. Please transform my body.
Patience, buddy. It's a long process to get there. You'll have to take cock daily for months. This is a good start, though. We'll break you in.
He spits down into my gaping ass crack. The liquid is hot against the flesh, and it tickles while dripping onto my balls. I struggle against my bindings, trying to look behind me and see what's going on, but it's no use. My face is cemented to the chair. My wrists and ankles are starting to hurt.
Nice and easy. Nice and slow.
Patrick places a fingertip at my ass entrance and swirls in a circular motion. The pressure causes my hole to twitch, squirm, and pucker. He moves over the pink ridges, pushing spit into the wrinkled flesh. It's a soothing sensation, like a shiatsu massage. I never realized just how good it can feel to have my ass touched. I've been missing out on this my entire life. I'm so lucky to have these men as my teachers. I'm lucky to be a flight attendant now. Ugh! I let out an involuntary grunt as Patrick increases the pressure.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just look at it.
Troy moves in.
It's pulsing while you swirl. His boy pussy is in love with you.
It's in love with all of us.
Patrick lets out a laugh.
But let's see how it reacts when I go inside.
Touching his fingertip to the hole's center, he pushes down, sinking into the tender flesh. Deep, stinging discomfort flares up, causing me to thrash against my ties. I'm immobilized, though. This is why they bound me. They don't want me fucking up their special training session. I'm at their mercy. Hurts! My jaw clenches while my asshole clamps around his finger.
Come on now, Jeff. This will start to feel good, but you need to power through the pain.
Patrick tries shoving in further, but I just close my ass harder. I can't. I have no control over this part of my body. It's tightening on its own. My hole is trying to expel this foreign object.
Gas him for me.
Patrick glances at Colt.
I'm on it.
He reaches down and takes his shoes off. Removing a sock, he bunches it into a ball before rummaging through an overhead compartment. He grabs one of the plastic oxygen masks that are supposed to deploy if the cabin loses pressure. Slipping the sock into the mask opening, he approaches and crouches low. He slips the elastic over my head, securing the damp, sweaty sock over my nose and mouth. A sick, acrid scent billows into my lungs while I gasp for air. I thrash about, but it's no use. I'm frozen here, bound with this man's sock filtering my air supply. Every breath I take is tainted with his foot musk.
Secure your own mask before assisting others,
he whispers into my ear. My eyes glaze over while a sense of powerlessness grips my mind. I'm adapting to this dirty scent. It smells like jock sweat. It smells like the filthiest locker room in existence. It smells like masculinity. I stop struggling.